All right, my friends, welcome to session number 4 in the course on living the connected digital life, where all your stuff is working for you. Having everything that is important to you in the digital world available on all of your devices, no matter where you go. This, though it is session 4, is actually part 2 of our cord cutting discussion. Excuse me, please. Sorry about that. Now, what I'd like to do is apparently blow my nose or cough or do something. No, I'd like to recap what we talked about with the Apple TV, because it was a lot. And if you have not listened to session number 3, I would strongly encourage you to do so. In it, we covered all kinds of stuff about the Apple TV, right? We talked about how to use the Apple TV as a true cord-cutting device, the replacement for traditional cable and satellite TV services. And with that, of course, you need some apps and some services. We talked about free services. Services like PBS and PBS Kids, Pluto, Tubi, Crackle, and others. We talked about direct-to-consumer streaming services, all right, like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and others. And we also talked about the live TV streaming services that bundle a whole bunch of channels together. Services like Hulu with live TV, Philo, Sling, YouTube, Fubo, AT&T TV Now, and others. We along with that, we talked about TV everywhere, right? So the idea that you can watch programs and sometimes even the live feed from channels in those packages, like, you know, Food Network, HGTV, Nickelodeon, Oxygen, Lifetime, History, Science Channel, Animal Planet, Disney, ESPN, National Geographic, Freeform. So I can't go out and get a subscription to the Food Network app or the HGTV app, but I can get a subscription that includes many channels, including those apps, among others. And when I have those channels in my package, I can then use the app for those services like the Food Network app, the HGTV app, and so on, so that I can get TV everywhere. Now, of course, these streaming services, they also have their own apps as well. They use, you know, whatever, they develop their own app, and it has a lot of great features, right? Features like lots of on-demand content, 72-hour rewind, goodness gracious, 72-hour rewind, cloud-based DVR, you know, different ones do it different ways, but they have it, profiles, you know, and a whole lot more. Now, on top of that, we also discussed the Apple TV app. In my personal opinion, the best way to watch television on any of your Apple devices, including Apple TV, but also on the iPad, the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and even the Mac. The Apple TV app keeps track of everything you watch from supported channels, and there are tons of them. Your direct subscription services like Hulu and Amazon Prime are supported. Premium subscription services like HBO Now are supported. Even the versions of those premium services that include cable subscriptions like HBO Go are supported. Some of the live TV streaming services themselves with their own apps are supported, like the Hulu one, like AT&T TV, like Spectrum, even if you're on Spectrum cable service. The individual TV Everywhere apps are supported, like Food Network, HGTV, and A&E, and a whole bunch more. Hundreds. Even the free services like PBS, PBS Kids, Pluto, Tubi, and more are supported. And, of course, your purchased and rented TV shows and movies, which you get directly in the Apple TV app from the iTunes store, are supported. And when you have a supported app, it keeps track of everything you watch and makes it available to you right in the Apple TV app across all of your devices so that you don't have to remember what to watch next. It just shows up in your up next queue. As new episodes become available, usually within just a few hours of their airing, they show up right at the head of the line. You can resume where you left off and a whole lot more. But there's so much more to the Apple TV app than that, remember? We also said it was great for making recommendations based upon what you already watch. You'll see a row in there periodically like, if you like the name of a show you might be watching. And then it'll have a whole bunch of similar content. And it'll have content based upon what's trending, based upon the time of the year, based upon a particular theme, and more. And so this is excellent when it comes to watching TV. But even that is not all. There are dedicated sections for kids, sports, movies, and TV shows. You can view your entire library of purchased movies and TV shows, which, if you recall, you can watch anytime on any device, commercial-free. You don't have to store it. Not locally and not in iCloud. It doesn't take up any of your own storage space. You can watch it whenever you want, as many times as you want. You own the content. And you can see that entire library right there in the Apple TV app. Universal Search, which allows you to search across many, many services, even a few that are not fully integrated with the Apple TV app. And then you can see all the ways to watch the content you're searching for. This also is supported by Siri. And finally, Apple TV Channels, the best way to watch TV from premium sources. CBS All Access, HBO, Stars, Showtime, Cinemax, Tastemade, Smithsonian Channel, History Vault, Curiosity Stream, PBS Living, Shudder, BET Now, Comedy Central Now, MTV Hits, and several others. When you subscribe to an Apple TV channel, you do it right in the Apple TV app. When you watch the content, you never have to leave the Apple TV app. You don't need a separate app for the service. You don't need to create a separate account. Everything stays right inside the Apple TV app, and all the Apple TV features, like picture-in-picture and a whole lot more, are available to you. If there is a live feed, that's also available. And then all the rest is on demand and completely ad-free, truly the way television was meant to be viewed. Now, this is one of my favorite features, and of course, it's built to your iTunes store account, your Apple account, excuse me. But even a few services that don't support Apple TV channels still have iTunes billing and Apple TV integration, like Hulu, for example, and Philo, which Philo doesn't yet have integration into the Apple TV app, though they say they will hopefully soon. But in the meantime, they do bill through Apple, so you can still sign up right in your live TV streaming app, Philo. And Philo, by the way, is one of my personal favorite live TV streaming apps. You get 58 channels for just $20 a month. Popular channels like the A&E Group, A&E, History, Lifetime, LMN. You get the Discovery Group, which is Discovery, Discovery Life, Discovery Family, Food Network, Cooking Channel, DIY, HGTV, Science Channel, Animal Planet, Destination America, Investigation Discovery, and more. I think more, anyway. I can't believe I named all of them. Maybe I did. You get the Viacom channels, BET, BET Her, CMT, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, Nick Jr., Teen Nick, TV Land, MTV, MTV Hits, MTV 2, a whole bunch of these. You get AMC. The content is just incredible in this Philo subscription. Not to mention, you can have multiple profiles. Each can save their own shows. You have unlimited DVR for 30 days. You save any show, it stays around for 30 days. Any movie, any show. You don't have to worry about storage space or recording conflicts. You get a 72-hour rewind on most content from most channels. Lots of on-demand content. It really is a great, great service. Also, it has great TV Everywhere support. So basically everything that it has, if there's an app for it, you can sign in. Oh, Hallmark. That's another one. Thank you. Hallmark Movies Now. Hallmark, what is it? Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Hallmark Drama. And, of course, the Hallmark Channel itself. And you can download the Hallmark Channel Everywhere app to sign into that. Thank you, Lord. Now, in addition to Philo, I love the Hulu limited commercials on-demand streaming plan. I like Netflix. I use several Apple TV channels, several of the ones I mentioned to you. And I'm going to sign up for two services here in November, Apple TV Plus and Disney Plus. Apple TV Plus, of course, will be integrated right into the Apple TV app, will be completely ad-free, and will be completely on-demand. I don't know if there'll be a live feed, but I assume it's all going to be on-demand. Apple TV Plus is going to have entirely original content, and there's already quite a number of shows being premiered at launch that will debut actually in just a day, with many more shows and movies already in the works. Now, Apple TV channels and Apple TV Plus can all be shared among up to 6 family members with separate Apple IDs, so everybody in the family can watch what they want the way they want. Some of the other services I mentioned, like Philo and Hulu, you only need one subscription, but they do support multiple profiles, so you can still have this great experience. Now, we talked about all of that last week. We recapped it now. Today, we're going to talk about some other uses for the Apple TV. The first one I'd like to start out talking about is other types of media on the Apple TV. So this is things like music, photos, podcasts, and books. Let's start out talking about those four things: music, photos, podcasts, and books. Let's start with music. We all love music, right? The Apple Music app is available on the Apple TV, and it supports dynamic, time-synced lyrics, just as all of your other Apple devices do now. Karaoke's never been better. It supports Apple Music, the full subscription with access to over 50 million songs from all types of genres. And with this, all of your iCloud music, so any of your own music, as well as if you have iTunes Match, by the way, that's supported as well. So all of your purchased content, all of your matched content, all of your Apple Music content, all of your playlists, everything available on Apple TV as well. Apple Music Radio is supported, featuring Beats One, the 24-hour, always-on live radio station with all of its great shows and all of its great music. But also, the hand-curated Apple Music Radio from numerous genres that you can listen to anytime you want. And you can even create your own radio stations based on a song or an artist or more. In addition, live broadcast radio, terrestrial radio that has an internet radio component that uses services like iHeartRadio, radio.com, and TuneIn. All of this can be accessed on the Apple TV. When you play the music, you can get beautiful cover art. You can have screensavers, all of these things happening while you are listening to music. Now let's talk about photos. Just as you would expect, Photos has access to iCloud Photo Library. So this means if you use iCloud Photos, you have access to all your photos, your videos, your memories, your albums, your shared albums, everything on Apple TV. Next, podcasts. Just as you would expect, the podcast app works great on Apple TV. You can listen, you can subscribe, anything you want to do right in the podcast app. And finally, books. Now, it probably doesn't make much sense for us to read a book page by page on the Apple TV, but what it does address is the issue of read-along books. Certain books that were created specifically for Apple devices with a read-out-loud component and with oftentimes the text scrolling as the narrator reads and the page turned at the appropriate time, either manually or automatically. And these are great for kids, and they're great for when parents and kids want to read together in an interactive and fun learning environment where they can read the book and listen to it along with sometimes voice actors and actresses and sound effects and more, but where they can still follow along and read the text for themselves. Now, for this, you can download iBooks Storytime right on your Apple TV. So that covers music, photos, podcasts, and books. Another feature, a built-in app, though Storytime was not built-in, but you can download it, but a built-in app, again, is the Computers app. Now, this works with home sharing. Home sharing allows you to take your own media, and as long as your computer running either iTunes or the individual apps now in Catalina, as long as that's on the same Wi-Fi network and it's turned on and the app is open, your Apple TV can access it and can play that media. There are other ways to share local media, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. The next thing I'd like to talk about is apps. Apple TV has the App Store. There are thousands of great apps for tvOS. Obviously, many of these streaming services that we discussed and TV Everywhere channels use apps. The only ones that don't require separate apps are the Apple TV channels, but all the rest do require apps, and you can download them from the App Store. But in addition, a whole wealth of apps is available for tvOS. Apps like cooking apps, lifestyle, home design apps, the Grubhub app, get your food delivered while you're watching TV, apps like SiriusXM and Pandora, fireplace and aquarium apps that display beautiful photos with audio along the way. Numerous other apps are available for Apple TV, and yes, games are available on Apple TV. We're going to demonstrate some games in an upcoming podcast if you're subscribed to the TTJ Talk podcast. And some of them will be Apple TV games and others will not. Others will be iPad and iPhone games. You won't want to miss that because some of them are accessible. And you can download great games and play them with the Apple TV Siri remote. Some of them allow you to use your iPad and iPhone for multiplayer scenarios. And some of them even allow and in some cases require the use of game controllers. There are some great Apple compatible, MFI as it's known, game controllers, like the SteelSeries Nimbus, for example. Fantastic game controller with a built-in lightning port so you can charge it just as you would charge any of your other Apple devices. But also, new this year, the Xbox One S and PlayStation DualShock 4 controllers are supported on Apple TV and other Apple devices. In addition to these games, Apple Arcade is on Apple TV, so that those people who can see can play great games like Hot Lava, What the Golf, Pac-Man, and many, many others. We can assume that some of these games will be accessible with voiceover in short order, but either way, there's some great games with Apple Arcade. So there are lots and lots of fantastic apps available for tvOS. You can browse the App Store. You can install the apps just as you would on any other device. You can browse the purchased section. And if there are apps that work on your iPad or iPhone that also have a tvOS app, you can find them there. You can even set them to automatically install on the Apple TV if there is a compatible app for tvOS. And by the way, Siri works across the board, and there's Siri and there's dictation. When it comes to voiceover on Apple TV. It is phenomenal. It supports the rotor. It supports Braille displays. It can speak the captions and subtitles and other things for you. It is just a great implementation of VoiceOver, because remember, tvOS really is based on the same wonderful, awesome foundation as iOS and iPadOS. So everything you get is going to be familiar to you and easy to use. Now, occasionally, you might have an app on your iPhone or iPad, and you say, boy, I really wish I could play this game, view this document, or show this to someone on the big screen. Well, now you can. Apple TV supports AirPlay 2. Now, there are two components to AirPlay 2. The first component is for audio. And audio goes either way. And what do I mean by that? Well, I can be playing audio from other devices like my HomePod, my iPhone, my iPad, and I can play the audio from those devices on my Apple TV, either exclusively or as a part of multiple devices, because AirPlay 2 supports multi-room audio. But I can also AirPlay the movies and shows and other content from my Apple TV to other AirPlay 2-enabled speakers. I frequently do this when I'm in the kitchen eating lunch and I want to watch a show. I play it on my HomePod. And, you know, the HomePod is by far the best, in my opinion, and probably the most well-known AirPlay 2-compatible speaker. But it is not the only kid on the block. There are also others like the Sonos Move, the Sonos One. There is the Libratone line of products, some Bang & Olufsen products, some Bose products, all that support AirPlay 2. And these will interplay, so they'll work together. You can have, you know, two HomePods, a Sonos Move, a Bose speaker, and a Bang & Olufsen or something like this. They can all play the audio at the same time. So that's the first component to AirPlay 2, is audio, either direction, from the Apple TV to other speakers, and even the Apple TV included in that if you want, you know, your own television or soundbar or whatever. But, you know, Apple TV to other devices, or other devices audio to the Apple TV. That's one component, audio. The second component is video through what's known as screen mirroring. Now, this takes not only the audio, but also the video of whatever you are doing on your iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, or even your Mac, and displays it on the big screen through Apple TV. So you've got audio and video together now, and this works great if you want to show a web page, a document, or some other game or app that is just not supported on the Apple TV. And finally, there are even ways to do this with the Mac, and there are some people who have done it with Windows. You can AirPlay to a Windows computer, but I don't know if that's legal or sanctioned or supported, but I've seen it done in some places. I've seen people do that through apps. But anyway, that's, you know, I doubt that's the primary use of it. But I will tell you that with AirPlay, you can very, very easily watch your own movies and shows from your library on other people's Apple TVs. You go to somebody else's house and they want to see that movie, and you don't even need to keep your device awake. You can be doing other things on it. It uses iCloud for that kind of AirPlay. Now, if it's not something that's on iTunes, then, you know, the device actually has to be doing it. But it works great. You can use, you know, in a classroom or conference room setting, you can even use AirPlay peer-to-peer without even being on the same Wi-Fi network. And that is AirPlay 2. Now, what we still need to talk about is, what if I have a collection of local content, home movies, and others that I want to be able to play on my Apple TV? Right now, there's not an iCloud Drive option on Apple TV. You have a lot of iCloud integration, but not iCloud Drive yet, per se, not a files app or anything. But there are APIs for Dropbox and some of the others, and not only those, but you can also use local storage Now, we discussed home sharing from a computer, but what if I don't want to have a computer on at all times? Or what if you're like me and you don't even own a computer? Well, this is where using a device like a network-attached storage, NAS device, a NAS, such as the WD My Cloud from Western Digital, you can store all your media files on that drive, and that drive connects to your network. And then you need an app to access all those files on your Apple TV. The app we recommend is Infuse 6 by FireCore. Now, Infuse 6 is free, though there are a lot of pro features that you can purchase. There's a lifetime subscription. There's an annual subscription. There are different prices. You choose what works best for you. Infuse can access all the files on your MyCloud or other NAS device, excuse me, and can play them back for you on the Apple TV in a typical video interface. Now, Infuse will go through and create a library based on all the movies, TV shows, music, and otherwise that you have in a given location, like your network-attached storage device. But you can also add favorite folders and other locations. You can even add remote locations like Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive, and more. If there is metadata available for the particular type of media you are attempting to play, Infuse will even find that metadata so you can see the episode name, the description, and all the other correct information. If it's wrong, you can choose what's correct or edit it manually. Now, Infuse is integrated with iCloud in the sense that if you add a favorite location or you build your library on one device, all of your Apple devices are able to benefit from that and access the same library. But you can also use a service called Track TV that's completely free so that multiple Apple IDs can access a single library using Infuse. Each one will have their own watch history and playlists and more. So Infuse works great with network-attached storage, with remote server storage like Dropbox and so on. And again, you can watch anything you have stored on these devices. The network-attached storage gets connected to your router, and then you access it over Wi-Fi. Now, you can also access this natively in the Files app on your iOS or iPadOS device. But there is also an Infuse app for your iOS and iPadOS device. And if you're going away, you can even take content with you so you don't have to have the drive present to be able to watch this content in Infuse. This is a very good app and a great way to watch TV. There is just one other thing I'd like to discuss right now. And that is, we've talked about services like Hulu with live TV, for example, that offer local channels live along with all the other cable, you know, channels, whatever you want to call them. But what if I just want my local channels and, you know, I don't want to pay for a whole subscription service and I have a, you know, a digital over-the-air antenna? Can I do anything about that with Apple TV? And the answer is yes. Now, for this, you need a couple of components. First, you need your over-the-air antenna. There are many flavors and varieties of them with different ranges, different mounting options. Some are indoor, some are outdoor antennas. And, of course, their price points reflect their features and their signal strength and all of these types of factors. But once you get your over-the-air antenna, you also need a device from Silicon Dust called the HD Home Run. Now, the HD Home Run comes in several different versions. The one you want here is the HD Connect. You will plug the HD Connect into power and connect it to your router via Ethernet. It's just a small box. You will then plug the coaxial cable into one end into the HD Home Run and the other end into the digital over-the-air antenna that you may have. Again, this is the HD Home Run Connect. Finally, you will download an app called Channels. Fancy Bits LLC is the developer. You can download Channels to your Apple TV and other devices. And you can watch live over-the-air television on all of your devices inside your home. Now you can even pause live TV. You can rewind. You can fast forward if you have already rewound or paused. If you have a computer or network attached storage, I think as well, you can have kind of a DIY DVR even for these local channels. And it works great. There's even a version of the HD Home Run that supports cable cards. I don't recommend doing this for a couple of reasons. Number one, you can get as good or better channel packages from digital internet-based streaming services like Philo, Hulu, and others. But also, if you do go the route of the cable card, you're not going to get the benefits of all the other features that you would get, like with a live streaming service. For example, on-demand, 72-hour rewinds, and these types of specific things. You would be able to pause TV, but that's about it. And this is the HD Home Run Prime that supports the cable cards. The HD Home Run Connect supports the over-the-air antennas, and I think there may even be another version of the Connect that's got more tuners in it so that more than two or three people can simultaneously view these over-the-air channels. So that really does complete the Apple TV as a cord cutter solution discussion. I know there are other, you know, kids on the block. I know there's the Roku, there's the Fire Stick, you know, there's different, even my smart TV could have this potentially, and in some cases might appear to be a little bit cheaper than buying an Apple TV, but I'm going to tell you something. The experience you will get on the Apple TV is just second to none. As an Apple user, it is a no-brainer because you have the integration with iCloud, with the Apple TV app, with the Apple TV channels, and all of these other features that will work across all of your devices. Not only that, VoiceOver, for those who need it, works great. It's the best streamer, in my opinion, for watching TV, with the best versions and implementations of these channels and apps. The remote is just fantastic. You know, there's only 5 buttons on the Apple Siri remote. There's a menu button, which also acts as a back button. There's a TV button, which either takes you home or opens the Apple TV app. There's the Siri button, and there's a play pause button. And then you have a volume, I guess you know, some people might say 6 because that'd be 2 buttons, but it's really 1. Just push the opposite ends of it, and it's volume up and down, and this can control your sound bar. It can control your home theater system or your television itself. It does have IR for those features. The rest of it is Bluetooth. It has a touch surface trackpad at the top. This is how you choose different things and make selections and rewind and fast forward and do all these things. And for voiceover users, this is how you navigate and use the rotor. For everybody, it's how you navigate. But with VoiceOver, you have a rotor as well. The Apple TV can also be controlled by your iPhone and iPad through the control center or through a separate app. And the Apple TV's basic core functions, navigation and play and pause, can even be controlled by your Apple Watch. It is a fantastic device. I don't recommend any home go without it. That's going to complete our discussion today. We will be back next week when we get into phone services, when we get into home automation, smart homes, and smart speakers, and a whole lot more. Thanks for tuning in today to our Session 4 clean recording. God bless you all, and we'll talk to you real soon. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.